Awesome Gamers Podcast. I am your host once again, the Shadow Alchemist, and with me as always is the Buttered Biscuits.
What's up? By the way, solid opening, right on, love it.
I've been practicing, been trying to get this through, but not as good as the Phantom Recon.
No, that was really good, that was really good. Hello everybody, welcome back.
All right, we got a few topics to talk about, but big ones nonetheless. And of course, the biggest one that we're all excited about, I hope, so far, is the new Paramount Halo series.
Yes, I was really excited.
Well, yeah, I guess I got a first look at it because I think they showed the trailer during the AFC Championship game, which, by the way, those were great games this past weekend. Congratulations to the Bengals. Congratulations to the Rams. We'll see what happens. But yeah. I was able to watch it. I actually thought that they had already released the official trailer, but I couldn't find out that this was the official trailer that was released. I was like, oh, okay. No wonder I was so excited and in awe when I saw it. I guess, what were your thoughts about it?
I didn't know it was part of the NFL thing. But, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, you got, like, millions of people watching that. I thought it was great. I thought it was really cool that they're finally making this into a real thing now, because it was like a movie and be connected to the video game, so you got to do your own thing.
Yeah, from what I read, again, I don't know how true it is, you know, because I got it from the internet. But they're talking about that this is supposed to be following a similar story to the video game, but not getting too far away from its canon. So, like, it's going to be, like, the Halo video game story, but different. So, I mean, but it's kind of the same thing. Like, you know, when you read a book and they make a movie out of it, you know, freedom on that part.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's a good one, because I did look at the people, the showrunners on this, and, like, I never heard of them or any of the shows that they've done. So, and that maybe they're coming in fresh, new ideas, and hopefully it'll be good. Usually, like, I like to hear somebody with, like, a good track record. The only name that I really recognized in the production was Steven Spielberg as an executive producer. So, and I think initially he was supposed to be he was supposed to be included in making the movie originally back in, I think, 2015. I think is when they were first, like, talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, James, I think you might know more than this. I mean, you've been following Halo a lot longer than I have.
Yes, for sure. Yes. They've been talking about doing a movie with Steven Spielberg since Halo 3, actually. As far as for the music, see, I thought I heard some of the iconic music, but maybe I was just too blown away by the visuals. I know a lot of complaints were, like, Master Chief's voice was off. Personally, I didn't mind it. I was like, Steve Dallas can't do everything Master Chief forever. I was excited they brought in. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. I thought it was really cool that Jen Taylor's coming back to play Cortana. So that was kind of cool. I was like, oh my God, it's Cortana's voice.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, good. No. Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, to add to that, like, the reason why they went with that is because I think the actress who they got to play as Dr. Halsey, like, she couldn't do that role or that part of the, like, when it came down to filming that, she couldn't do it, so they just got Jen Taylor to do it,
which is fantastic. It adds a level of organic chemistry to it, because the fact that it's her voice is synonymous with the Halo series. I mean, for those that don't know, the person who's playing Master Chief, I was shocked. I just looked him up on IMDb. It's a Pablo Schreiber. Now, if you haven't heard that name before, let me give you a character that may stick out for you. Did any of y'all watch Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember Porn Stash?
Oh, yeah.
He's playing Master Chief.
Hey, man, he's got range.
He got range, and I thought he sounded like Master Chief.
He does. He does. Like, I also know him in, it's a show on Showtime, I think, about the gods. He's like the, I think, the Irish or Scottish. He's on that show, and it was in a movie. I think it's called Savages, I think, with Gerard Butler. He plays his partner in the movie, and, like, he's a big dude, like, in real life. This guy's a big dude, so I actually liked it. And then as far as the voice, I mean, I I know it's not exactly Master Chief from the video game, but hey, man, his was pretty good too. And I'm actually excited to kind of see like him, and whenever he does speak, like see mm-hmm. how else he approaches it. But I mean, so far I really like it. It looks really good and intriguing. I do hope that it is successful, because mm-hmm. according to the staff or the people who are creating it, they have a vision of having multiple seasons. I think maybe up to 4 or 5 for sure. But right now, obviously, they need to see how good the first season does. And again, like if it's successful, there's a little issue there, because the people who help showrun the show, they're not coming back. They only did one season, and then they're whether it gets, you know, renewed for a second season, then they're not coming back. They're going to bring in somebody else. So there's a little, you know, caveat about it. So, like, it can do well, but then you're not bringing back the same people who made it well. You're going to bring in somebody else, so hopefully they can fill those shoes up. So we'll see.
Yeah.
That happens a lot in shows now, which I don't really consider that such a big threat anymore. At one point, yeah. But nowadays, that's just like the turn of the thing. Like, someone comes in, does really well, and then they leave, and then yeah, another showrunner. And yeah, the tone could shift a little bit, but
yeah,
it's mainly up to see how. I highly doubt they're gonna let the second season, if this thing gets a second season, slip up to the point, because this is a moneymaker. People are really excited, especially Halo Infinite has got Halo fever back in the gaming verse, and I really enjoy seeing that. But as far as for, I forgot who said that, either I don't remember, it was Rico or Jose that said it about the story being non-canon. It's this alternate canon, so this way it doesn't interfere with anything going on in the games, but you'll see similarities from the games being showed up into this, which, if I'm not mistaken, I think Captain Keys, I think they changed his race, if I'm not mistaken, or
yeah, so did Miranda.
Yeah, so I mean, there's different changes here and there, but I'm just excited to see these elites. I can't wait to see grunts getting freaking wrecked. I'm really excited. Sign well, me
they
up.
Made the they made the elites a lot taller than Chief this time, because I mean, granted, like they are tall, they're like around 8 foot something, but yeah. Master Chief is 7 foot himself, so I mean, they don't power over them that much, but in the trailer they totally do.
I think it gave them more of an opposing look. I think yes, our hero can take them, but it's gonna be a fight. It's gonna, because I mean, the effects that they've done with the Covenant, from what I've seen from the trailer, 10 times better than what they did in Forward Onto Dawn. So with those elites looked really good. Which, if you guys didn't know what Forward Onto Dawn was, it was a movie that was released prior to Halo 4 being released. It kind of gave you a look into Captain Lasky as a character in that game. But how it's like how he first met Master Chief.
I thought he sounded familiar. Like, I remember watching that movie, but then, you know, I haven't played the Halo games, so I was totally lost until we played Halo 4. I was like, that name sounds familiar. Okay, so that's where it's from.
Yeah. But but the effects in Forward Onto Dawn, they did really, really good on bringing the Covenant to life. And so it's good to see what Paramount Plus is going to be doing, which does look even better, in my opinion. So I'm excited. I'm really excited. Yeah. Sign me up.
I like that they got a different actor for Master Chief. I'm obviously younger, because, like, I guess, prequel, kind of.
And longevity of franchise.
Yeah. And it makes more sense to have, like, the actor in the suit doing all these stunts and, like, interacting with the other actors, so that there's more cadence to when he's talking. Mm-hmm. Like, he's actually talking to a person, not, like, voice acting.
Agreed. And maybe it's just me, but I was actually excited about the other Spartans that were in the trailer with him. I was like, is that Blue Team? That's Blue Team.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like, there are other Spartans.
Yeah, well, I guess we get to see some more, I guess, parts that we don't see in video game as often.
Well, I mean, because the fact that I know Halo 5 brought in Blue Team.
Spoilers.
It's not really a spoiler, but it's like, if you read the books, you know Blue Team's still alive. But Blue Team, you get to see how he acts with his Spartans he grew up with.
Yeah, and I was happy to see that Kelly was still alive.
Yes, yes, that's awesome. I was like, oh, cool. I want to see the banter between him and Kelly and you know, all of them. It's going to be really cool.
No, she was a badass in the Fall of Reach book?
Oh, hell yeah. So for those that don't know, Halo, the series, starts, what, in March of this year?
March 24th.
Yes. Couldn't find the release date off the top of my head.
I got you, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try to find out when it's coming out, because, like, I do want to, I'm excited about watching this. And again, I guess going back to the audio, like, I mean, I hate to say it, but I kind of feel like the soundtrack, or at least, you know, the theme of Halo should be the official, like, anthem of gamers. Because, like, I think that's, like, one of the first games out there that really brought gaming, like, to, you know, the front and everything, so... Yeah, well, I mean, they might not have done it now, but maybe they'll do it in the future. Maybe another trailer. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I know the marketing for the Halo series has been hilariously using the Halo music. Like, Paramount Plus has an ad going out right now where it's like the captain from SpongeBob. They're singing they're doing the chant.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that one.
What's going on? Well, that's the theme from Halo. And Master Chief's like shaking his head
and walks away.
I was like, that's cute. I like network synergy like that, where the characters all acknowledge certain people. Like, I think the only other network that's ever done something like that was USA, when they were like teasing like Monk and Psych and like in all those other shows, like having breakfast or something together.
Yeah, I like that type of synergy. When you have all those properties, you might as well just use them together as one big ad.
Yeah, why not?
Speaking of one big party ad, one that wasn't very well received was the controversial, I would say now, Battlefield 2042. Yeah, I mean, it's to no surprise that EA has considered it a disappointment in sales, but have not released like the actual number of units it sold.
Oh.
And to add insult to injury, like on top of like them trying to, you know, fix the game, because obviously it's broken. That's why none of us have played it since, you know, release day. They have announced that the season one of their, like, you know, their game, it has been delayed to summer now. So instead of being released in March, it's being released in summer. And like, who knows? I mean, at the earliest, you're looking at June, the latest, September.
So they're going to at least try to fix the game in the meantime?
I think they're trying to fix it in the meantime, but they're not... They're taking too long to do it.
Yeah,
those are the articles I read,
I guess.
And like, I've seen like tweets from like developers today saying that, you know, they look on Twitter and see like a lot of hate. I'm like, well, yeah, because the game doesn't fucking work.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of... Oh, good.
Oh, I was going to say, like on top of that, like, by this, like, just for reference, like with Battlefield 4, by this time with Battlefield 4, those already the first DLC pack, the China Rising, you know, 4 new maps, new guns, new vehicles, and was on its way to release its second DLC pack by this point in the same timeline.
Damn.
And we have yet to receive anything like from Battlefield 2042 besides a broken game.
Yeah, you know, because I did see a post from Battlefield, because, you know, I follow them, because, well, I still like Battlefield 4, and that's the only game that's really keeping me on the Battlefield franchise still. But, I mean, after buying, and yes, I bought it, Battlefield 2042, like, man, it was horrible. I'm like, now I'm like, I'm done. I think I'm done with Battlefield now, unless they, I don't know, they have to do something now, like, release it for free, Masters or something, right? because in my opinion, they haven't had any good games since Battlefield 4, and then prior to that, like, it was what, Battlefield 5, and then Battlefield 1. I think they went back to Battlefield 1, and then Battlefield 2042, and man, just not good.
That's the thing, I like Battlefield 1. There's just not many people cared for the World War 1 setting.
It was good for the time.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. In fact, that one shaped up to be a really good game after what, and then they went back to Halo. World War II. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, guys, come on, modern times, guys.
More forward with World War II, because you went World War One, then World War Two.
I guess you can say that, but I meant like back in like, I mean, we went back to the well for World War II, but regardless, I mean, I mean, this is ridiculous that the game is this far out of shape, and just, it's really disappointing to see that happen.
It really is, because I mean, I know me and Rico both hyped it up as being like the next Battlefield 4.
I know, and I was all ready to drop some money down on it. Be like, I want to play this.
Yeah, and then it came out, and we saw the game for what it really was. And
laziness.
It really was. I mean, this game definitely needed another year of development. It was not ready to be released at all.
You think another year would have helped?
I think another year would have helped flesh out at least the game working, at the very least.
Mm-hmm. Like, maybe just have sent a release a demo, like, kind of people. Because, like, man, like, I remember as soon as I played it, like, as soon as it started, I was like, wait. This must be because, like, you know, because, you know, if you bought it early, you pre-ordered it, you got to play the game earlier. And when I did, I noticed the graphics were like, whoa. And I guess, like, well, hopefully at launch, this would be way better than this. And then, no, it didn't. I was like, man, these graphics here suck. I mean, it looked like I was holding a rectangle and little dots were shooting out. I was like, man, yeah. This is really poor graphics here. Like, man, and Warzone, which is free. I mean, the graphics on there look amazing in comparison.
On top of that, there was, like, the destructible environments. Not, I mean, just with Battlefield 4, it's way superior to 2042.
Oh, yeah.
Like, almost a 10-year-old game, it looks better and performs better than this brand new game that they put so much money into.
Mm-hmm. Man, I bet the, you know, the Battlefield team, they're all like, because I remember when they announced the game or that it was coming, getting closer to the launch date, that they had to, like, activate more servers because so many people were jumping back on Battlefield, playing Battlefield, and they're like, oh, man, we're about to have this huge jump, maybe, of people playing this game. And, I mean, yeah, I was one of them, like, yeah, I'm about to play this game out. But, man, it was, like, the first week, I mean, I couldn't believe it. Like, I didn't want to believe it. That, like, I think I'm done playing this game, but let me just give it a try. But yeah, more issues just came up. The destructible buildings or levels, I mean,
yeah.
In comparison to the other ones, I mean, there was hardly anything.
Yeah. And 4, like, it was a game changer when you destroyed, like, certain things, those levolution and those levels. And there's destruction in these, but very minimal. Like, in one of the skyscrapers, you could bring down an antenna. That's it. That's the issue. That's the destructible environment.
Well, you can't bring down the skyscraper?
No. Like, you know, you could do that in Battlefield 4. Like, you can bring down the entire building and make it an equal playing ground now. But you can't do that with this game.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, they're in a lot of trouble, DICE and EA, because this month they're having their shareholders meeting. And so they have to go. Yeah. They're going to have to go to these guys, the guys that fucking own the company. And explain to them what the hell happened, because I mean, all they're hearing is just negativity. Like, sales aren't good, player count is crap. Like, they have to know what the hell happened. Why are we losing money?
And how are we gonna fix it?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you saw, like, a lot of the senior executives. I mean, they all left and replaced them with Vince Sapella, which, I mean, he might be able to fix what's wrong with the game, but again, it might take another year for him to fix it. I mean, at least until then, make it free to play. But we'll find out, like, what's really going to happen once they have that meeting.
Yeah, I did read that they're talking about making it, possibly making it free, but that right now they're not looking at that direction, because they have, like, a big vision for the game and that, you know, stay tuned kind of thing.
Yeah, see, that's what I heard too. It's like, I also read a cool article, Guardians. It was like something like Battlefield is a mess, but it shouldn't go free to play, and here's why. Some of the reasons were pretty much like it wouldn't be cost effective for it to try to do that, because of the fact that there'd be no money to really, you know, help, you know, fix the problem if they did, like, a free to play system, because it's not like Warzone or Halo where they have that confident infrastructure of money coming in from microtransactions.
Yeah,
I mean, they have a flawed game right now. It's like they're not going to get that nice stream of microtransactions in to help, you know, bridge that money gap to help, you know, fix this, fix that, you know. let's leave it up to the Unsane Gamers. What do you guys think? Do you think Battlefield 2042 should go free to play? Let us know in our in all our social medias what you think.
Yeah, speaking of Bungie, did y'all hear about what happened with them?
Oh God, yes, I have.
Rico.
No, I did. I was just waiting to hear your reaction on it. But yeah.
Oh, my bad.
I know when news broke, like a bunch of people that I follow that are like huge Sony fans, like you can tell how much they pay attention to what Bungie actually owns. They're like, yeah. But it's like the company that put Xbox on the map and Halo on the map is ours now. I'm like, yeah. You guys don't have Halo, though. Y'all have Destiny. Destiny's had its own share of problems. Don't get me wrong, Destiny has grown into its own great franchise, and it is great. It has a great story for those that want to follow it. It's not something really good, like, oh, man, it's going to be a huge game changer for us. It's a franchise, and it's not even going to be exclusive to PlayStation. It's still going to be multi-platinum. Multi-platform. Great acquisition, though. Just... okay.
I know they got bought a week after I think Microsoft bought or got Activision, mm-hmm. and then I think another company actually bought another company, Take-Two, bought Zynga, and at the same time, but I'm sure nobody heard much about it because the biggest news was just Microsoft buying Activision and Blizzard. But I guess after that, people were saying that Sony, you know, needed to make a splash, and so they did this. But I know they have already said that no, we didn't. This wasn't a retaliation by that. We've been kind of doing this for months. It's just now it was finalized, kind of thing. So
there's that. Take-Two was buying Zynga.
Yeah, Take-Two's. They bought Zynga for $12.7 billion.
Oh God, yeah, I do remember something about that. Did that go through finally? I know it was. I know there was an initial hang up on that. I didn't think that one went through yet. That's awesome.
Yeah, it came out at the same time around when Microsoft bought Activision. But again, I mean, I'm pretty sure like the biggest news was Microsoft buying. But yeah. Then I mean, going back to Microsoft real quick, but now they're being investigated by the FTC. To make sure like you know it's a fair competition still, so that's still going through. So even though like that was announced, there's a chance, and a probably slim chance, but there's a chance that it might not go through because they probably won't allow it. So we'll see about that. But yeah, Sony buying it, and then Sony even saying that they plan on doing some more buying. So who knows? Maybe they'll buy Square.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, them buying Square wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Cause,
they got a lot of properties.
Yeah, they do have a lot of properties. But that would also probably... that's the thing is, would that include like the Tomb Raider series and stuff like that? I know they own the company that makes the Tomb Raider series. Square does.
Yeah. Eidos.
Yes. Like Crystal Dynamics and stuff like that. They own them. So.
Yep. And since they own Tomb Raider.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be interesting to see on PlayStation exclusively. It'd be almost like the old days.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because it was on PlayStation only.
Yeah.
But I think their acquisition of Bungie is a good move for them, because Bungie's still making money year after year. Well, with Destiny 2, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's not going to be like, you know, Call of Duty money, but it is a good source of income for them. Like having spent this much money, it's still going to be a lot of money that they're going to bring in. And hopefully they'll give Bungie the funds and resources they'll need to make Destiny 3.
Now, I got into it with some people on a Facebook page that I follow. They're a bunch of journalists that I do that in air quotes. One journalist in particular, he started spitting out about how because I mentioned that, good, they have Bungie now. They're good at making first person shooters. Don't get me wrong. Maybe they can get them on a first person shooter franchise that's been dormant for PlayStation for a while, because they don't have any first person shooters out there, unlike Xbox that has Halo, and then they're dusting off Perfect Dark. a couple other places, things like that. But PlayStation hasn't had a successful shooter since 2012. And I'd say that, no, 2000, what was it? When did Killzone Shadowfall come out? Was it like 2013 or something like that?
14. It released with the console.
Yeah. And that one did, and that one underperformed, and they haven't touched the Killzone series since. I personally would like to see Bungie either bring back Killzone or get them assigned to resurrect Resistance.
And we do need those games to come back.
Yes.
Especially Resistance. I mean, that's such a... I guess it was a great series that I guess these days no one's really heard of anymore. Because, I mean, it's mm-hmm. been long gone for almost 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for over 10 years. Never mind. My bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And the way I see it, I would move it out of the 40s and 50s, like the games originally started in, bring it up till now, carry it up from Resistance 3. The Chimera somehow made it back, even though after what the Capelli did for it, have the Chimera come back somehow.
Or just reboot it. I mean, granted, the story wasn't solid. It was still entertaining. That's why it's something that Bungie can elaborate more on, is mm-hmm. just reboot the series and just have a better and more cohesive story.
Bungie can tell a good story. Like, once they... As long as their writer doesn't leave right before the game is about to release and take the story with them, and they have to release everything through Grimoire cards... Yes.
Yeah. That was bad.
They can tell a good story.
Yeah. I remember when that happened. That was terrible.
Oh, man. Imagine the suckitude of that. That you're caught at a deadline. You have to release a game because you're not going to get any more time, but someone stole your story and sued you for it.
Man. That is crazy, and I guess it's some other news. Same topic, but that it looked like Microsoft was in the works on buying Bungie. I think you mentioned it, James. But initially they offered him $2 billion to Bungie, but they also didn't want Bungie to do their own, to be independent. Like they basically wanted to take him in.
Hmm.
But PlayStation was like, look, we'll give you 3.6 and you can still be independent. You'll just be under our umbrella kind of thing. And so, yeah. So, I guess the way I understand it is like Bungie, it's still Bungie. The people who are there are still going to be there. No one's going to replace or anything. They're just being bought by PlayStation and they just have the PlayStation name, above Bungie. So, I guess we'll see. I mean, we'll see if Xbox made a mistake because like they thought... $2 billion was too much, and they didn't want to pay that much for Bungie, and so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I mean, one thing that's really come out of this though is that no matter what side is getting what, the comment pages have been like going bash and forth between PlayStation fans bashing on Xbox fans. We stole this from you, blah blah blah, and Xbox fans doing this. Phil Spencer at Xbox actually just congratulated both sides. They're like, hey, great acquisition. They're a great team. Can't wait to see what you guys do with it. Can't wait to play what you guys do. That's just good camaraderie from both sides. But I'm calling it right now, guys. Calling it right now. Nintendo needs to buy Sega and bring peace to the console wars by releasing the ultimate system.
Oh, for them too.
I was actually thinking in my head, like, what if they Sony bought Nintendo? Like, Nintendo just came in, but like gave them like, I don't know, some really good deal. Because I'm just thinking like Sony buying everything, all the companies, you know, on the east side of the world, and you know, because Microsoft's buying all the companies over here on the west world over here.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, that's super far fetched idea, but I if they did that, I mean, that would be a huge deal.
Yeah, I don't think Nintendo would. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh no, you keep going on that point. I was going to talk about something else. Keep going.
Okay. As much as everybody wants to see somebody buy Nintendo, I doubt that would ever happen. But of course, I can't really say that because never say never in this business. however, I honestly see Nintendo though being so damn stubborn that they would fall on their own sword and just say, "Nah, we're just going to go out. We're just going to die."
on their own style.
Yeah. They're like, nah, I don't want to see my... I think at most, I think we'd ever see maybe a partnership with Xbox because of how buddy-buddy Nintendo and Phil Spencer have been. I mean, for God's sakes, we got Banjo on Smash Brothers and all that crap. So, I don't know. It's up in the air on that. So, that's... So I don't know where Nintendo would ever show, but I would just want to see Nintendo by saying it. It'd be hilarious. He's Sonic and Mario on one system.
I mean, I can see, like, Sony's plan, I guess, isn't something that Microsoft has done. Like, you know, just outright buy, like, a massive company. Like, little by little, they've been buying, like, smaller. Not smaller. Yeah, I'm going to say smaller. Like, development companies, like, here and there. And it may be leading up to like a big purchase, like what Rico was saying with Square Enix, or even Capcom, even like yeah, they do have the funds to buy both of them. I mean, I would say those two are big possibilities of like the big, like a big purchase would be either one of those two or both of them. But before that, like I can definitely see them trying to buy or buying From Software, the developers of, you know, Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, Elden Ring.
That would be a killer purchase.
Because they have been exclusive to Sony, like, beginning, like, with the PS1 days. Like, they've been exclusive before with PlayStation. So it would make sense for them to buy From Software at this point.
Oh, man. That would be like their Bethesda purchase, because they have some killer titles.
And that's incredible talent at From Software. They're really good at what they do. Yeah, like those games, like just to point out, like those games aren't hard. They are challenging.
Yeah.
Like when you make a mistake, that game punishes you for making that mistake.
It bends you over their knee and just spanks you.
They will on you, especially when it comes to the boss fights. Like they do not give any mercy at all. Like you mess up, they'll obliterate you. You have to start again. But yeah, I could definitely see From Software being like their next purchase, or Hideo Kojima's company as well.
Oh, I forgot he has his own company.
Yeah, he does have his own company. He does have a great partnership with Sony as well. So I can definitely see Sony like just going ahead and buying them.
Well, that's the end of our show, everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys want to follow up on more of what we're talking about, be sure to check us out at all of our social medias, as well as unsungamers.com. So on behalf of everybody here at Unsung Gamers, I'm Buttered Biscuits.
I'm the Shadow Alchemist. The Vanyas estamos del agua.
And I'm Fan Phantom Rico, and I do want to throw out a shout out to Butter Biscuits Gaming. Check him out on Twitch TV and his social media as well, Butter Biscuits on Instagram.
Thank you.
And as always, you know, we are the Unsung Gamers. We're here trying to save the world one game at a time. We'll talk to you later.